You have two callings on your life. Two. Some of y'all wonder, like, what you mean I got two callings on my life? You have a calling that God has placed on your life that He's designed just for you to do, right? So if you have a calling on your life that God has placed on you, whatever that calling is, if it's evangelizing, if it's something in ministry, if it's helping people, you have whatever your calling is, your spiritual gift. God gave you this gift, this calling that's just for you, that nobody can do it but you, the way that you do. It may be other people that do it, but nobody, he created you unique to the way that you operate. That calling is just for you. So if God has gave you that calling, what makes you think that the enemy, the devil, hasn't gave you a calling too? See, the devil got a calling for you too. And he makes his calling contradict everything that God has called you to do. And how the devil will do is, he will contradict the calling that God has called you to do, but he will make his and paint his up and make it look a whole lot better than what God has called you to do. See, sometimes God will give you something for your calling. And the thing about God's calling is, God's calling is a spiritual calling. So if it's a spiritual calling, that means you have to be in the spirit to receive it, understand it, and activate that calling. Well, the devil, he operates in the spirit realm, but he operates towards your flesh. So he operates towards what pleases you and not your spirit man. So when you get these callings, these two callings are warring with one another. So when God is trying to tell you to do something, the devil is in the other ear saying everything that feels good to your flesh and it makes sense to you, and you're like, man, that's what I need to be doing. That makes sense. It's easy. But usually, I ain't gonna say usually, that calling is going to lead to a destruction. It may not lead to a destruction right then, but eventually it will lead to a destruction. Now, I'm not going to call out different types of callings and things of that nature, because I think that's something that you really need to dig deep and understand what your calling is. But I want you to understand this. This can really, I'm telling you right now, this can really change your life. You have two callings. One calling is from God, who was for you, who loves you, who sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you because he loves you so much. He has a calling especially just for you. And then you have another calling by somebody who wants to kill, steal, and destroy you, who hates your guts and hates you just because you are made in the image of God. He has a calling for you too. So if he hates you, just imagine what that calling is. That calling is a lie that he has towards you. He just wants to deceive you. He wants to keep you away from God. And he wants to have you doing everything that contradicts what God's calling is on your life. That's what the enemy's calling is. So a lot of us are operating in the calling of the enemy. And if you open your Bible up, if you pray and you seek God, you will realize that that calling contradicts everything that the Word of God says. So if that calling contradicts everything that the Word of God says, you know where that calling came from. So remember that. You have two callings. One for my Lord and Savior, another from the enemy, the devil. Which calling you gonna choose? It's up to you. You got the choice. Above the norm.